Welcome back and happy Tuesday. This week we're going to be talking about the evolution of geodata. It's a fascinating topic. It's something that we're hearing a lot about, and I have an incredible guest this week in Marussia Musacchio, and she is a game changer in industry. When I read her background, I was impressed to say the least, and she's founder and CEO of Tierra, and I'm so excited for you to meet her. So Marussia, thank you so much for being here. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Scarlett.
So, okay, geodata. What does that mean? Can you put some context around this for us?
Yes, I think everyone now speaks about data in the context of, you know, things like even COVID, right? Like how many vaccines are being distributed. But geodata is basically how that information relates to a specific point in the world with a latitude and longitude. And that's exactly what we're mapping in Tierra. What we are mapping is where crime is happening. And our first market is Mexico.
So the idea of geomapping is certainly not necessarily a new concept, but it has evolved over time. So what does that evolution look like for you?
Well, I think humans have been building maps since, you know, the Greeks, basically, or even earlier. In my case, in particular, the first mapping product that I built was a travel guide for people that wanted to go to cities in China. And it was, you know, done in paper, and it was extremely fun to do, but there were lots of limitations. By that time, I had the feeling that cartographers were no longer necessary in the world because we had mapped the world. But with, you know, new technologies and the internet, what that has meant is that we are rethinking about maps and how to project or display data in maps. And I think cartographers now are really having a comeback and building geo products. In this case, we're building a map that is telling the story of what areas are dangerous and what areas are safe. And the idea that we want to convey to our users is that with a very, very simple search, they can understand what's happening around them.
That makes a lot of sense. And you briefly mentioned the idea of focusing on Mexico and Latin America. Why Mexico? Why Latin America?
Well, I think people in the US have read a lot about what's happening in Mexico, and, you know, Netflix has done this series of Narcos. But the truth is, when you analyze what all this influx of information means, we are experiencing a pandemic. Now that the word is so popular, Mexico and the rest of Latin America have been experiencing increasing levels of crime in the last 15 or 20 years. And Latin America as a region has become the most violent region in the world. So we only have 8% of the world's population, but 1/3 of all the murders in the planet occur in Latin America. And although this, you know, is probably the most important problem for people in the region, the truth is that there's no way to make informed decisions about safety. And that's what Tierra is looking to do, basically offering users and the ability with one click to understand what's happening around them. And I do believe our first market is Mexico. If anyone wants to understand what's happening in Mexico, they just, you know, sign on into Tierra, and you will get a very, very clear idea of, you know, point level data at any neighborhood in the country.
Well, that's extremely helpful. You know, I've spent many times with my former life being part of BBVA, which was the biggest bank in Mexico, in different parts of the country. And I think so many Americans can relate to pieces of Mexico. So the idea to be able to utilize your platform for that, I think, will be fascinating. So Marussia, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. For all of you, you can see Marussia's full background below, hear more about Tierra and what they're doing. If you have any questions, just leave it in the comments and she will be tagged. You can figure out where to find her. Thank you so much. We will see you again next week with more content to surprise you and excite you, hopefully. Signing off.